4, HKX, mobile.
KI-4, DOS.
Sir Gary, how are you enjoying doing today?
Too wet to get outside to do anything. Been in here in the ham shack. I can find my workbench.
Feeling, isn't it?
Yes, now I've got a couple of things that I had been working on and I quit. I can go back to try and see if I can get them things fixed up now.
Surprised to hear you on the radio.
I don't ever get on it.
Time of day.
Better try to get on here a little more often. Especially today, like I said, I was in here cleaning up the ham shack. Just turn this one on. It's been on for a long time. Ain't nobody said much.
Talking to Shane and Tom earlier. That's the last people I've heard on here. And that was probably close to an hour ago.
Because I had this radio disconnected about an hour ago. But I got it hooked back up now, and everything seems to be working the way it should.
Really good. And don't forget about the Simplex net tonight.
Reminded me of that. I sure do appreciate it. I need to get over here and see if I can figure out how to swap this Mark 2G over to sideband so I can see if I can hit you on sideband, too.
None of it I can tell you, but I can't.
I got the manual. I downloaded it, so I can look at it real quick. Try to figure it out. It can't be too hard.
I don't think so. Best I can remember, it's just one button. It's just, which one is it?
I'm not over in front of it right at the moment. I'm over at the workbench. But it can't be, like you said, it can't be hard.
A pretty simple little radio. There's not much to it. There's a couple menus, but not many.
Well, these menus don't get along too good.
It depends on which kind of menu that is.
The food menu. Of course, me and food menus don't get along sometimes because there's so much on there I want to try, and then I get irritated at myself and say, no, I ain't going to try none of it.
After that, had to poke you a fun layer a little bit with your expanding community.
Got to worry about it every once in a while.
For HGX, yeah, you got to keep a check on it. They need maintenance every now and then.
Yeah, Dad Joy's in there in the kitchen making racket, so I'm sure she's working on something to continue my expansion.
Enjoy every piece of it.
Hey, one thing about food, I like it.
I enjoy my fair share of it, too.
After one, you know, there's two things about ham. Yeah, hams, you know, we like to talk and we like to eat. Yeah, absolutely.
Got one thing on us, they like to sit in the back.
How to go to get their vittles quicker.
I sit up on the front row and nobody sits with me. I'm up there all by myself.
Make the children sit on the second row. She sang in the choir so she could sit there and watch them, and if they misbehave, she would come down out of the choir and correct them.
Sure, that was not a good day.
It didn't bother me too bad.
More than once. Why didn't you do something about it?
True, too. I have heard that quite a bit, but, you know, all in all, I think we came out with two pretty good young men. I can't complain about them too much. I can, but I won't. I'll put it that way.
Hey, nobody perfect. We all got room for improvement.
First one to admit, I got plenty of room.
I got more than my share, let's put it that way.
Well, somebody's going to accuse us of trying to be honest for a change.
Keep them on their toes.
They don't keep them on their toes, won't nobody else do it. I just have to look over there. I got a bunch of these rechargeable batteries, and I have four of them on charge, and I didn't realize it, but they're done charging, so I reached over and unplugged that charger and then plugged something else in. I'm trying to get all my batteries charged up. I got all my 20-volt batteries, got all of them charged up, and they're ready to go. And all these, I've got these, what are they? Inneloop, E-N-E-L-O-O-P, Inneloop batteries. Don't really know who made them. But I got a bunch of those rechargeable batteries, and I like them real well. And the only problem with those is you'll be tuning right along with, let's say you got them in a flashlight, they'll be just as, you know, just as bright as they always were, and then all of a sudden they go out. And when they go out, they're out. So you don't get any dimming in those things. So that's the only thing I don't like about them.
4-H kick. Yeah, that's a rechargeable battery. Once they hit a certain voltage, they just turn them off. And that's to save them from where you can recharge them again.
Good thing. Because I enjoy them. I sure have saved me a bunch of money buying AA batteries. I've got them in all kinds of things around here. But there's a couple of items I got that say not to use them in. I've got my weather station outside. It's got a couple of batteries in it, and it says not to use these rechargeables. I guess they're more susceptible to cold and heat than the old alkaline batteries are.
4-H, yeah, and there's something to do with either the voltage or amperage on them, too, is not the same as a regular alkaline battery, and I can't remember which it is, but I've read about it, and there's a couple of things out there that I have that you don't want to put rechargeable batteries in. It doesn't work well.
Yes, well, that's true, and I'm glad that I actually read the instructions on a couple of things, because I would have put these rechargeable batteries in it, but every once in a while I do read the instructions, whether I need it or not.
Roger that. Them instructions come in handy every now and then.
That Mark 2G sitting over there, if I didn't have the manual downloaded on my phone, I wouldn't be able to operate it sometimes.
I don't use it enough to remember. I have to look it up every time for mine.
Yeah, well, that's one reason I don't like the menu radios as well as I do the others, but oh, well, you know, they are what they are, and I enjoy all of them. Don't use them as much as I probably should, but maybe I'll get better at that one of these days, too.
If the storm taught me anything, it's you need to know how to use your radios and your equipment better. So that's one good thing to come out of it for me.
Got a bit in the world. That little 2-meter over there on my workbench, I put it up under the shelf and created a little more workspace. And I've got it hooked up to a little old 450-ohm ladder line J-pole that's tacked up on the wall over between the bookcases. And I didn't know how it would work, but it seems to be doing fine.
You switched radios at some point in our conversation, but I mean, only because the radios sound different, not because of signal quality.
Because I've been moving around instead of being still, and you know, I put the microphone's been in different areas instead of me holding it in one spot. So that might be part of it. I don't know.
Like I said, it wasn't because signal quality's changed or anything like that. It just sounded different.
Part about it, you know, they all do sound different.
Tells me they can tell when I'm in my excursion on the ICOM versus my Kenwood in the tool truck.
Difference too, but well, you know, different radios sound different a little bit. I dropped the power level down on this one. That changed it, didn't I didn't realize it was on medium power, and it was, so I turned it down to low. Try not to get these heat sinks too hot. This one's not hot, but it's getting warm.
I have a cooling fan on it, and as much as we're talking here, it'll heat one up in a hurry.
I have a cooling fan on it, but that's okay. I don't talk on it that much anyway, and I've got two others just like it, so if something happens to it, I just swap it out with one of the others. That's not a big deal until I can get it fixed. One of these radios, I don't remember which one the finals went out on, I was calling the net with it one night, and the finals went out, and I finished calling the net off the drivers. And old Dwight up there in Tuckasegee told me, he said, "Boy," says, "your signal dropped way down." And then he said, "I don't know what it is." And I got to looking after the net and found out I didn't have any output on the radio hardly.
That will do it. And man, has it got foggy going up Caesar's Head.
You went up Caesar's Head. I knew you normally went around the other way. They got roads blocked.
I was going to go pick up a trailer that I'd done some trading for in the excursion, but I'm not going to be able to get it with the excursion. I'm going to have to find another way. The excursion's just too low, and I need a taller vehicle. So where it was at, it's quicker to go up 276 because it's over there in Dickinsville instead of going all the way back around, and there's a bridge out, and it's a big old fiasco to go around the world. So I'm just trying to go this way home. But it is, pea soup out here tonight.
Wes, well, you be careful out there in that pea soup, and I don't know how high your hitch is on the excursion, but is the hitch on my truck any higher than it is on yours?
Sure, Gary. Probably not. I think the excursion in your truck's about the same height. It's just, this is a equipment trailer. It's a deck over quick equipment trailer, so it's pretty tall itself. And I got it to pull behind my pickup truck. Well, my pickup truck's still down being painted, and it's not done yet, so I was just trying to get it home. But I'm going to have to figure out something else.
It's not like a gooseneck or anything like that, is it?
It's a bumper pull, but with the deck over, it makes them pretty tall.
Well, like I said, I've got a... My bumper hitch, it's got a 6-inch drop on it, so I can pull my boat trailer, my other trailer, my utility trailer. But I can turn it up, take it off, turn it upside down, then it'll be a 6-inch extension going up. That might help, I don't know.
Figure out something. That's the first time I've went and put the two of them close to each other, so I could kind of start figuring out what I need to do. But I'll figure it out. And hey, the pea soup is gone that quick.
You just went through a cloud, that's all.
Elevation will do for you. I'm above the clouds.
I had to get up and go get a tissue. It's in the same room, but it's on the other side of the room. But yeah, elevation will do that when you're going up through the clouds. And I'm glad you're out of the pea soup now. Maybe it'll be clear on over to the house, especially over around DuPont State Park.
The pea soup is back, and then we got somebody flying up through here behind me with their bright lights on that's not helping anything. Them new LED headlights. I wish they'd outlaw them and make everybody retrofit the cars without them.
That's it, Patrick. They put all these LEDs on there, the manufacturers do, so the people driving can see, but they don't think about the people that they're meeting. The other folks on the road need to see, too.
None of that comes into effect, but I wish they would do something about it, because it's definitely a hazard, especially on a foggy, rainy night.
Tell them about it one of these days, too. It would be nice if they'd do something about it, but... well, we just have to grin and bear it, I guess.
That's all you can do, and... He'll dim them for a minute, and then he'll bright light them again, Will. If he ain't careful, he's gonna catch that tree that's out in the road. Be in the passenger's windshield. There's no way I can tell him about it.
But he dimmed his lights more when he, if that happens.
It slowed him down, I can tell you that much, because he's way back there now.
You know, surprises happen on the road like that. Old fella hit a deer not far from the house down there on Latham, on the little rolling hills. And he was, I guess he was flying down through there, but that deer was, it made a mark on the road about, probably at least 50 feet long, where it got up under the car, which they don't normally do. Normally they'll come up over the hood, but I don't know how he hit this one, or if it had got down low, or if it was a small deer or what, but it sure made a mess on the road.
You never know with a deer. Sometimes they bob when they should have weaved, and but I don't know. But it does make a mess. It makes a mess out of whatever hits them, too.
I try my best not to hit them if I can, but I'm not going to endanger myself, because of them. I'm not going to do a whole lot of swerving and stuff. If I can brake and slow down and miss them, that's one thing, but... Yeah, you don't put yourself across traffic and stuff like that just to save one of them and to save your vehicle. I'd rather tear a vehicle up than I had to hurt somebody.
I got hit one time because somebody was dodging a squirrel. I ain't swerving for a squirrel or a deer. I'll slow down, but I ain't swerving.
Absolutely. I don't mind swerving don't mind slowing down, but... I ain't gonna get out of my lane for that or something like that, especially a squirrel. Them aggravating things. I think they get out in the road just to see if they can cause an accident.
They can be a nuisance, that's for sure. They can be a nuisance on your house, your property, on your car, wherever. And when you're hunting, they can be a real nuisance.
Well, the deer where you are in a heartbeat if you're deer hunting. If you're squirrel hunting, you won't find one.
One time I was up in a tree stand and one of the climbers, and I was sitting there, and squirrel tried to come down there and get in the stand with me.
Favorite tree?
Bad thing is, I was bow hunting, so there wasn't much I could do about it.
It adds insult to injury.
I'm going to hop off here and pay attention to the road because it's gotten real foggy again. And I got this guy behind me that wants to persist with his bright light. So I'm going to jump out of here. But good to hear you. And I hope you enjoy. Have a good evening. And look forward to talking to you on the net here shortly. KO4HK. And I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
Well, take care. Be careful going on to the house. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. And I'm going to go in here and see what Joy's are doing. She's making noise in the kitchen, and I may go in there and aggravate her a little bit. 7-3, my friend. I'll listen for you on the Simplex net and maybe again over on the sideband net here in just a little bit. That's foot. Give me the frequency of the Simplex net first. I know the one for the sideband net.
For HGX, it's 146.580.
I'll see if I can get y'all on 146.580 here in a little bit. 7-3, my friend, you be careful. We'll talk at you in just a little bit. KO4HKX, KI4DOS.
HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3, Gary.
It was cloudy.